Good morning. Welcome to Jen to Jen's 6 a.m. prayer. This is Wednesday, January 17th, 2024. We just welcome you. Thank you for joining us this morning. Let's go into prayer. Let's set an atmosphere that God can come in and be seated in his courts, that he'll hear our petitions. Father God, this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We worship you. We lift you up. We magnify your name. We thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made. Oh, we thank you for our new mercies, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Oh, we pray that thy will be done in this day. Thy will be done. Oh, we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, oh God. We acknowledge you, Holy Spirit. We bless you. We yield to you right now, Holy Spirit. Lead and guide us through this day. Oh, we will obey your every command. So we yield to you right now, Holy Spirit. Have your way in our lives. Lead us into all truth, Holy Spirit, Jesus. We thank you. We bless you. We thank you, O Lord, that this day is that we are in is because of your sacrifice, your love, your obedience unto the Father. You died on the cross for us. So we walk in forgiveness. We walk in righteousness. We thank you. We love you, Jesus. So we give you praise, glory, and honor for this day. January 17th. Oh, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Oh, have your way today. Show yourself strong and mighty to your people on this day. Oh, we praise you. We lift you up. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, oh God. Oh, we give you praise. Oh, bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. You are holy. You are righteous. You are magnificent. You are a mighty God. You are a loving God, a forgiving God. So we give you praise, glory, and honor. Oh, we lift you up, oh God. We petition. We come before your courts, oh God, to petition prayers for the prayers for men this week. We thank you for the men, your mighty men of God, oh God. We thank you for men this week, oh God. We cover them. We pray for them now, oh God. And as we are praying for the men this week, oh God, so we lift up our leader of Jen to Jen, Apostle John Stewart, oh God. We cover him and his family in continual prayer. Oh Father, we pray that this family, oh God, will be protected, oh God. We pray, oh God, that no harm, no danger comes to his family, oh God. Oh, we pray even a hedge of protection around him and his destiny, oh God. We pray for the oil of your anointing on his head and hands, oh God. Anoint his head, oh God. Anoint his thoughts, oh God, his ideas, oh God, his dreams, oh God. Anoint his hands, oh God, that would he put his hand to the plow, oh God, and not looking back, oh God. Anoint his hands, whatever he touch, oh God, it will prosper, oh God. Oh, we lift up Apostle John right now, oh God. Oh God, cause whatever he set his hands to prosper, oh God. Oh, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. But anointing his head and his hands, oh God. We pray that as he grows, that we grow, oh God. As he shows up, we show up, oh God. Oh God, those areas that you're building him up, those areas that you've given him knowledge and wisdom in, oh God, cause him to be able to teach us and cause us to come to another level as men in the ministry, oh God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, oh God. We pray that Apostle John continue to be a pattern of Christ likeness. to follow as a model of Jesus in our spiritual lives, in our marriages, in living by faith, and stepping out in business. Oh, touch him, oh God, as he's a pattern set before us, oh God. Oh God, cause him to show and display the Christ qualities, oh God, that we'll walk by faith. We'll be honorable men to our wives and our families, oh God. Oh God, cause us to have walk by faith. Cause us to live by faith. Men of great faith. Cause us to be men of great faith, oh God. Oh, we thank you even for the wisdom, his wisdom in business, oh God. Cause him to be able to teach that to men, and men be able to start businesses and create wealth, oh God. So we give you praise, glory, and honor, oh God, for making him a model of Christ's likeness, oh God, a model of a man, how to walk out our manhood, oh God. Oh, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, oh God. We pray that his gifts bring him. We pray that Apostle John's gifts bring him before great men and have favor with them. Oh God, cause great men to inquire about him. Oh God, cause great men to desire to have him to speak in their organizations, oh God, their ministries, oh God, their businesses, oh God. Cause his gifts to bring him before great men, oh God. We cover him now, oh God. Oh, we thank you, oh God. We thank you that he'll have favor with great men, oh God. Open doors to him, oh God. Oh, I thank you. I thank you, oh God, for Apostle John and his gifts, oh God. Father God, we pray that Apostle John would be a model of health. Oh God, as he preach about our temples and us being healthy, oh God, cause him to be built up in every area of his health, oh God. Cause him to walk in healing. Cause him to walk in divine health, oh God, fitness, oh God. Oh, we give you glory, oh God. Give him the strength, oh God, to run those miles, to get on the treadmill, to eat healthy, oh God. Cause him to be a model of health to the men of gen to gen. I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor, oh God. We pray for the grace to build generational wealth will be in his life, oh God. We pray that grace to build generational wealth, oh God. Land acquisition, oh God. Business ideas from conception to execution to being on the market, oh God. Cause him to be able to walk under the grace of generational wealth builder. Oh, I give you glory. I give you glory. I give you honor for the grace of generational wealth building in and on Apostle John Stewart. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. Oh, we pray that his dreams and ideals are blessed. We declare Psalms 91 over Apostle John's life. Oh, he will be hidden in the secret place, oh God. From the secret place, he'll get his orders, he'll get those downloads, oh God. Of where to what to do, oh God. Oh, I give you glory. I give you honor, oh God. The revelations, the new revelation, oh God, from the word that he may have read for years, but you have given him a new revelation of the word, oh God, from your presence, oh God. Oh, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. At this time now, we pray for every man in leadership at Gen to Gen. We pray anoint us to be great leaders in our homes first, in our workplaces, in our communities, and in our church. Oh, God, we pray for every leader, every man, leader of Gentagen, oh, God. Cause them to rise up. Cause them to flow in excellence. Oh, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We pray for every man in leadership at Gentagen to be filled with your Holy Spirit, to produce the kingdom of heaven in our areas of the ministry, O God. Anoint us. Cause us to walk, be led by the Spirit, O God, that our areas of that we lead, O God, that it will be kingdom. It will display the kingdom in those areas, O God. Hallelujah. We pray for a mobilizing of the men leaders of Gentagen to go out to touch and minister to our community. Mobilize us from out of the confines of the four walls. Cause us to go out in the community, those areas that we have jurisdiction in or we're serving in, oh God. Southfield, Redford, Detroit, Pontiac, oh God, cause us to have a presence in the community, oh God. Oh God, we give you glory. We give you honor, oh God, for mobilizing the leader, men leaders of Gentagen, oh God, and sending us out in the community. We pray for the membership of Gentagen. We pray a enlistment into the army of the Lord at Gentagen. We pray that the men of the membership of Gentagen will come and connect and join with the men leaders and enlist and be a part of the army of the Lord at Gentagen. Oh, we pray now, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We pray that the men are assigned to Gentagen. We pray to be ready to serve their needs, oh God, to get them healed, to get them prepared for their callings. Oh, so we pray now, oh God, we cover those men that are assigned. We pray for those men that are coming. We pray that the system, the structures will be in place, oh God, to minister to them, oh God, to break chains, oh God, of bondage off of them, oh God, and to get them prepared for their callings, oh God. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We pray for the young men. We pray for the young men now, 12 to 25 years old, oh God. We pray that they will be fertile ground. We pray that they will be fertile ground, oh God, ready for the seed of the word of God, that their lives will be established by your word, oh God. We pray now for the 12 to 25 age group, oh God. Oh, we have a heart for them, oh God. Oh God, give us strategy, oh God. Give us a ministry for the younger men, oh God, to teach them how maybe the weight of the call of fatherhood, of a husband, oh God. But first their relationship with you, oh God. So we give you praise, we give you glory. We give you honor. Oh, hallelujah. We pray for men that have experienced childhood traumas, father wound, mother wound, exposed to violence. We come against the fatherlessness. We come against the non-example being in the home of masculinity, oh God. We come against the effects of the father womb. We come against the effects of the mother womb, oh God. Maybe the mother pampered them a little too much and didn't prepare them for responsibility. We come against the effects of the mother womb. We come against the effects of being exposed to violence at a very early age, oh God. We come against those those things that they experienced, oh God, those traumas, oh God, we come against those things, oh God, the residue of seeing those things, experiencing those things now. Oh, we pray now for men's mental health. We pray a sound mind. We pray that the mind of Christ be in the men coming to gen to gen. We pray a stable mind, a sound mind, oh God. Oh God, we come against the voices, oh God, that torment them. We come against the spirits that torment men and in their minds, the battle in our minds, oh God. We come against those spirits, oh God, that tell men that they're not good enough. Oh, we come against every mental blockage. We come against, oh God, we pray stable, sound mind. We pray the mind of Christ be in men that are coming to gen. Oh, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We pray that men of gen to gen and those men that are coming would be in good health. Heal your men, Father God. We pray, oh God, that men will pay attention to their health, oh God. Oh, we pray, oh God, that wisdom come, oh God, that men will look at their blood pressure, oh God, cholesterol, oh God, that their weight, oh God, if they're carrying too much weight, oh God. Father God, cause men to rise up and pay attention to their health. Oh, God, we come against, oh, God, blood disease, every form of cancer in men, oh, God, lung cancer, oh, God, prostate cancer, kidney cancer, oh, God, colon cancer, oh, God. We come against these sickness and disease in men. Oh, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, oh God. Hallelujah. We pray that the men of gen to gen will be men of purpose, leading the next generation to God. Oh, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We pray that the men of gen to gen will be like King David, men after your heart, oh God, desiring to please you, Father, and not man. Oh, we pray the Spirit. We pray the Spirit of David, oh God. When David wanted to please you, he sought out to please you, oh God. His desire was to please you, oh God. He was after your heart. Cause the men of gen to gen and those that are coming, oh God, to be men like David, bold, fearless warriors, giant killers, but they be men after your heart. They seek and desire to please and obey you, O God. Oh, I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. We pray that the men of gen to gen would be men of integrity. Men that will do what they said they would do. Men that are not pretending to be one way at church and another outside of church. We are men of integrity. Men of valor. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We pray that the men of gen to gen would be wealth generators, wealth builders. Generational wealth will come through the men of gen to gen. We pray now for the men in prison. We pray that you are the redeemer of time. Free them, free these men while they are in or behind bars. Free them, cause them to have a level of freedom, even though they are incarcerated. Cause them to have a level of freedom even behind bars because they're in your presence, oh God. Father God, we pray for men to rise up and be the head of their households, stepping into their roles as priest, provider, prophet, and protectors. We cover this prayer, God. We petition your courts, and we say it is so. It is so. We stand and we thank you, O God, for answering these petitions, these prayers, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to open it up to anyone that has any comments, any prayer requests at this time, any announcements.
Amen, Brother Tyrone. Elder Tyrone, thank you. Father God, in the blessed name of your Son, Jesus, Lord God, we come before you, Lord God. Father God, asking, Lord God, that the men, Lord God, Father God, would not, Lord God, spread their seed, Lord God, any and everywhere, Lord God. But Father God, understanding, Lord God, that there is life in their seed, Lord God, and that seed, Lord God, in which they carry, Lord God, is more precious than gold, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray now, Lord God, that men, Lord God, Father God, would come to an understanding and a knowledge, Lord God, that their being, their manhood, Lord God, is not dictated, Lord God, by how many women they have relationships with, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. But Father God, that they treasure, Lord God, they treasure, Lord God, the seed that is within them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, that they come to know, Lord God, that, Father God, that abstinence does not make them weak, Lord God, but, Father God, that in that period of abstinence, Lord God, in being abstinent, Lord God, that they can be drawn closer to you, Lord God, and become all that you have called them to be, Lord God. But Father God, we speak life, Lord God, over our men, Lord God. We speak life and not death right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray now, Lord God, that they would, Lord God, live and not die, Lord God. We bind and come against the spirit of genocide, Lord God. Father God, that especially our black men, Lord God, killing one another, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that men, Lord God, would be able to communicate, Lord God, their feelings, Lord God, communicate their needs, Lord God, Father God, and not act out, Lord God, in times of stress, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, as Elder prayed, Lord God, for healing of their hearts, their minds, and their souls right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, that they would be all that you have called them to be. Father God, from the womb, Lord God, you've called men, Lord God, to be, Lord God. Father God, the providers, protectors, and the spiritual head over their families, Lord God. We pray now, Lord God, Father God, for a repentant heart, Lord God, to be within the men right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Not being afraid to say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, Lord God. But Father God, let them man up to you, Lord God. Let them man up and be who you've called them to be, Lord God. Father God, and desire, Lord God, to live a godly and holy and righteous life. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. any more announcements? Any other comments? Not. We're back on the line Friday at 6 a.m. We have. Is anyone? Sorry about that. I thought someone else was coming on. So I decree blessings over you this day. I decree that you walk in God's favor. God has chosen you, and he has favored you on this day. So go forth in the blessings of God and have a tremendous day. See you on Friday at 6 a.m. Bless you. Have a blessed day.